How do we help students with disabilities fulfill their career goals? I'm Dr. Lynn Pascarella, president of the Association of American Colleges and Universities. And today on the Academic Minute, Susan McKelvey, research assistant professor at Virginia Commonwealth University, looks into this question.
For students with significant disabilities, career exploration and workplace readiness are often overlooked. The Workforce Innovation and Opportunity Act of 2014 established new initiatives for vocational rehabilitation, or VR, agencies, such as Pre-Employment Transition Services, also known as PRETS. PRETS helps to prepare youth with disabilities by providing information to help them make informed post-secondary career decisions. The goal is to help them achieve a greater rate of competitive employment. State VR agencies, schools, and community providers collaborate to provide PRETS. Yet VR agencies struggle to find the most effective ways to deliver PRETS to youth with disabilities. To address this need, our research engaged families, educators, and VR counselors in Virginia and Kentucky in discussions on the delivery and impact of PRETS. These groups have similar views about the delivery of services to those early in their career planning process. In both states, educators and VR counselors would like more resources, such as ongoing training for providing PRETS to younger students, as well as training on specific disabilities. Families recommended making activities engaging by increasing job exploration and workplace experiences. Benefits of PRETS include increasing students' skills, knowledge, and understanding of employment. However, schools, VR counselors, and families must improve communication during the PRETS process. The groups also told us that COVID affected their ability to provide PRETS. While transportation and access to local businesses are often lacking, the pandemic exacerbated this problem. If students with significant disabilities have increased access to businesses and embedded strategies for early career awareness in their curriculum, they would have a greater chance at fulfilling their career aspirations.
That was Susan McKelvey of Virginia Commonwealth University. You can find this, other segments, and more information about the professors at academicminute.org.
Production support for the Academic Minute comes from AAC&U, advancing liberal learning and research for the public good.